Well, it should be epic on Coney Island on Saturday, July 4th, as we celebrate our country, our freedom, and we celebrate the right to eat lots of hot dogs. Joining us right now, the president of Major League Eating, the one and only Richard Shea. Richard, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. A few days out, how fired up are you for this event, this annual tradition?
It sneaks up on us, but we're very stoked. I think it's going to be a great contest. We've got some couple new eaters that are exciting, and then of course, the sort of like the question whether Joey can get his ninth straight belt or not, and a young guy who's really trying to make that not happen.
Who's the young guy?
Matt Stoney, who competed last year. And was ahead for a while, but then his DPM or dogs per minute started to fall and around minute eight, and Joey eclipsed him. But Stoney, since that date, has beaten Joey in a few different food items, including gyro sandwiches and Twinkies. So we're going to see whether he can take down Joey, who's the man on the fourth. If he can take him down in hot dogs.
Do you think Stoney presents the biggest threat to Chestnut's reign in recent memory?
Far and away. Yeah, he's really good. And, you know, what's interesting is he's only like 22, 23. And he, you know, I think that oftentimes there's guys who think, well, I can't beat Joey. I don't think that's in his mindset. In fact, I was interviewing him for the show, and he's not a loud talker or a brash guy at all. He's very resigning, but he seems confident, and I think that confidence comes from the fact that he's beaten Joey a number of times in the past 11 months.
When is your eating prime? Like we say, the baseball prime is probably like 26 to 28. Football's probably more 22 to 24. What would you say the eating prime is as far as age?
I mean, it's hard to say. We've had guys like you know, you're a student of the game. I mean, Rich LeFevre, who's around 70. I mean, the Cal Ripken of the calorie. He was knocking him down in his late 60s. I think that I would argue, and you'd have to ask an eater because I'm not an eater. You know, Joey probably say, you know, a couple years ago when he did the 69 in 10 minutes, he was probably about 27, 28, so in there. But a lot of it is about, you know, if you're physically able. So the earlier in the season, when these guys haven't done too many contests, their numbers are lower. And then, you know, it kind of all moves toward the fourth. So they might have done, you know, 6 to 10 competitions over the past 6 months, and so they've refined their skill and they're in good shape. But a lot of it also is just the day. You know, do you get off to a good start? Do you have a rhythm? Are you comfortable?
For Joey, his record, his personal hot dog record for the Nathan's Famous is 69, correct?
Yes, in 10 minutes.
That's insane. Is that the all-time record, period?
It is the all-time record. You know, if you look at, you remember the great Kobayashi who put together 6 of these contests. You know, all of Joey's contests except one were in the 10-minute era. It used to be a 12-minute competition. Then we returned the contest to its original 10-minute time frame when we learned that it was originally 10 minutes. You know, so Joey's putting up dogs like no one's ever seen. I mean, it's a dog per minute sustained of 6.9 hot dogs. It's amazing.
Mm. And any sense of how Joey feels about things going into this year's competition?
You know, he just arrived in New York, and a guy who works for me was texting with him, and he's just kicking back in his hotel room, and he apparently seems to be in good spirits, and he's comfortable. In fact, we were going to try to take him out for a drink tonight, and he said he doesn't want to sully his body with any booze. So he's definitely focused, but I haven't personally spoken to him yet this week.
How serious, and I mean this, is Joey Chestnut as a competitor?
Very, very. I mean, if you've ever seen the packages we do on the fourth, you know, he is highly focused, highly serious. And that's what's interesting about this stuff. I mean, we obviously have an awful lot of fun, you know, out in Coney Island. And obviously I'm in New York, so apologize for the sirens. But we have an awful lot of fun around the contest. There's tons of pageantry and ballyhoo and whatnot. But Joey, you know, Joey and all the other eaters, really, for the most part, except for maybe Crazy Legs, who is into the competition, but, you know, knows he can't win. He's just there to have fun. You know, these guys are incredibly focused, and it's not, you know, there's no real difference in Joey taking that stage in Coney Island at noon on July 4th than there is from, like, you know, Bubba Watson or somebody approaching the 18th hole at Augusta. It's their day, and the whole world's watching them, and they take it as heavily as that.
The president of MLE, Major League Eating, Richard Shea, is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Coverage on ESPN2 on July 4th, Saturday, begins at high noon, 11:30 a.m. on ESPN3. And you can watch the entire event on your iPad or iPhone on the ESPN mobile app. And then there'll be coverage throughout the morning on SportsCenter starting at 9 a.m. Going back to how you got involved in this, Richard, you and your brother run the show for MLE. Take us back to how that began.
Yeah, so when I moved to New York, my brother was doing PR for a company that represented Nathan's, and they did the contest. It was just like a one-off thing every year, and it had been going on for years. I mean, records show that it went back to the 1916 when Nathan Handwerker started Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs. But, you know, he got a kick out of the contest and would go out there in July 4 with this old press agent, Max Rosie, and they'd do a contest. They might get the Daily News, maybe one camera, you know, and you might have a return eater from the year before, but there weren't, like, known professional eaters like there are now. We started our own PR firm in 97, 98, and started Major League Eating at the same time, and we convinced Nathan's to go on the road with it. So we go around the country and do qualifiers starting in May. You know, I visit Phoenix or Vegas or whatever it is, and each region that you visit or each city, you know, the winner of that city goes on to the 4th of July. So we started the league, and the rest is history. It's grown every year. You know, I think ESPN has best rating last year ever, and the crowds are enormous, and it's really the thrill for us. I mean, aside from having this, you know, sports league, the thrill is, you know, if you look at the 4th of July and how important the contest is to it and as part of the fabric of the holiday, kind of like the Thanksgiving Day parade is, you know, that's a real hoot.
We are talking to Richard Shea. He's the president of Major League Eating. Coming up, we will ask him about his long-term agreement with ESPN and about his home in the borough of Brooklyn. That's all coming up here on WBAL News Radio 1090.